Good Wednesday. Today is June 11th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, recently, the USDA has appointed a new Farm Service Agency State Executive Director in Ohio. We're going to hear a little bit more about who that individual is and the importance of the position coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a quick look at some of the events going on out at the Paulding County Fair today. Again, another big day. At 1 o'clock will be the Junior Fair Sheep Show, and at 4 o'clock is the Junior Fair Beef and Dairy Feeder Show. Then tonight at 7:30 will be the Junior Fair Feeder Calf Auction taking place. Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the Trump administration recently appointed Donald Jones as the new state executive director for the USDA Farm Service Agency in Ohio. Now, Jones joined Ohio's FSA team back on June the 2nd. When America's farming communities prosper, the entire nation thrives, and this new group of USDA appointees will ensure President Trump's America First agenda is a reality in rural America and across the country. I'm grateful for the leadership of these new state directors and look forward to their work reorienting the agency to put farmers first again, that according to USDA's Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. Now, the FSA State Executive Director serves in a critical role carrying out USDA's mission at the state level, ensuring that all our focus is on meeting the needs of local agricultural producers by putting farmers and ranchers first, said FSA Administrator Bill Beam. Rural communities need our support now more than ever, and our newly appointed state leader brings a wealth of knowledge and expertise to the position as SCD, and they will play an integral role in shaping the future of agriculture in the state. Now, Jones was most recently in his fourth term in the Ohio House of Representatives, where he chaired the Ohio Agriculture Committee and served on the Natural Resources, Finance, and Education Committees. Jones and his wife Amy run a commercial cow-calf operation, and they market hay. Now, as the state executive director, Jones is responsible for overseeing the delivery of FSA programs to agricultural producers in the state of Ohio. The commodity, conservation, credit, and disaster assistance programs ensure a safe, affordable, abundant, and nutritious food, fiber, and fuel supply for all Americans. The FSA helps America's farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners invest, improve, and protect and expand their agricultural operations through delivery of agricultural programs for all Americans. And FSA implements agriculture policy, administers credit and loan programs, and manages conservation, commodity, disaster recovery, and marketing programs through a national network of state and county offices and locally elected county committees. In other agricultural headlines, the USDA agencies will close fewer than half the number of offices originally listed by the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, as cost-saving measures, with at least 61 USDA offices removed from the DOGE website nearly 3 months after the original listing. Now, DTN reviewed the list of nearly 500 federal agency offices on the DOGE website after Senator Adam Schiff from California announced earlier this week that the USDA had reversed plans to close 9 offices in his state. In March, DOGE had listed at least 110 USDA offices across 9 agencies for lease cancellations, amounting to an estimated $59.3 million in contract savings. Now the DOGE website lists only 49 USDA offices slated for closure, with listed total savings of just under $19.5 million. Still, the revised DOGE list also appears to be inaccurate and out of date. Currently, no offices in Ohio are on that list. Well, stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now and catch up with Scott Higgins. Scott is the CEO of the American Dairy Association Mideast, talking about the importance of the dairy industry as we celebrate June being National Dairy Month.
Well, it's such an honor to have the opportunity to celebrate dairy farmers and their contribution to the economy, the industry, and all that they do on their farms. I think consumers just really don't realize what all goes on behind the scenes on a dairy farm. Just think of the early morning hours where the farmers are getting up and caring for their animal. Throughout the day, then they're taking care of feeding them. And then, of course, they're raising the crops. That is environmentally safe production practices, hauling manure properly. And then think about the impact they have on the community. I think it's so powerful to stop and think about what's the economic impact that the dairy industry has on our local communities. You don't think about it until a farm shuts down, and then you don't see the trucks and the drivers coming in delivering feed, seed, and tools and repairs and all the things that go on in the community. And eventually things go the other way, and then you find yourself in a desert. So I think it's really important for us to celebrate the impact that dairy farmers have on our environment, on the communities, and in our food. Before I started 41 years ago, the dairy industry would raise enough money to celebrate a few months a year. So June Dairy Month, and then there might have been other months that they celebrated, like ice cream in July and things like that. But you had to raise a lot of money. But since the checkoff program began in 1984, when dairy farmers had a 17.5 billion pound surplus, they needed to sell their way out of it. They all committed to investing in their future. And they spent the money to do it year round. So while we're celebrating June Dairy Month now, we celebrate dairy foods all year round.
Again, my guest today is Scott Higgins, CEO of the American Dairy Association Mideast. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. Happy Dairy Month.